This is Infants on Thrones.
Dear God, here are some things that you made that I think are both cool and also scary as hell. Fire. Rabies. The internet. Hormones. Bats. Volcanoes. And Satan. That's about all I can think of for now. Hugs and kisses, Allison.
Welcome to the Deity Call Center. For English, press 1. Para español, primero número 2. Thank you for calling the newly outsourced Deity Call Center. Your prayer is important to us. All our prayer correspondent professionals are busy answering other prayers. Your prayer will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for your patience.
Hello, this is Rishil Valdehamihali. How may I assist you today?
Dear God, how do you sleep at night? Hugs and kisses, Allison.
Let me transfer you to the Deity Slumber Department. Hold, please.
Hello, this is the Deity Sleep Department. How may I direct your prayer?
Dear God, who did you last smite? Come on, I know you want to tell me. What's it feel like to smite someone? Do you think you get most of your wrath from your Heavenly Mother's side or your Heavenly Father's side? My mom had some wrath issues, but she never smote anyone, not that I know of. Hugs and kisses, Allison.
Help, please.
Thank you for calling the Deity Prayer and Response Center. We are here to provide you with immediate answers. Please listen to the complete listing as our options have recently changed. To skip ahead at any time, press star. For answers from Allah, press 1. For Amaterasu, press 2. For Aphrodite, press 3. For Dagon, press 32. For Damkina, press. For Huitzilopochtli, press 435. For Hinkwamu, press 430. For the one true God, please stay on the line.
We chase people out.
The number you have dialed has been changed. The new number is...
This is Infants on Thrones.
Please note, the new number is...
Infants on Thrones.
Dear God, I noticed that in all the inspired church paintings I've seen of the resurrected Jesus and you, that you both look exactly alike. That must offer itself up for some pretty awesome pranks. Do you and Jesus ever prank the Holy Spirit? He could probably discern that something's up, so I'm guessing not. Maybe you prank Satan then. Or how about angels? Demons? Oh, I know, celestial kingdom dwellers. I bet you got some stories. Hugs and kisses, Allison.
I'm not a big practical joker. I just, I always feel embarrassed for other people and kind of have that awkward, uncomfortable, you know, so I never used to engage in practical jokes, and no one in my circles really did practical jokes to, you know, to each other. So
yeah, practical jokes were a big part of me.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I was actually horrified by your podcast with the handicapped guy and some of the practical jokes you would do. My God, they were not funny. They were serious, man.
Wait, oh, the like the suicide hotline?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that
man.
Is sick in the head,
totally.
Man.
Totally. I didn't even tell you the one where we made a girl in our ward actually have her dad install deadbolts at their house. She was so scared. Because we made her think that this guy who was interested in her was a Satan worshiper. It was so funny, man.
Yeah, that's funny because I like you playing on kind of the themes of the time.
Yeah.
Satan worshiping was a big deal back then.
And three-way calling was a big deal back then. So,
absolutely.
Like, Kevin would call her up and go, hey, do you want to call Grant? You know, I'll tell you what, I'll call Grant and you can listen in and we'll find out if he likes you. And then he would call me and I'd pretend that I was Grant, you know, and then talk like this. And then he'd ask me a question. And I was just, I'm not supposed to answer. They said I can't. They said I can't say that. You know, and so it was like I had these voices in my head. Oh man, we had her good. Yeah, I did. I did mean stuff, Randy.
Yeah, like
I did mean stuff.
What I sense about Matt is that Matt is a lot like I am, where he's sensitive and he's empathetic. And you know, like when you said, Matt, you get embarrassed for other people. That's a sign of kind of a heightened empathy center in your brain. And I just I couldn't if like you were crushing someone's soul to get a laugh, like I don't find that enjoyable.
That's the karmic part of my own mission experience with the Streaking Samurai, where I had it coming, because it did crush me a little bit to the point where I'm like, oh, I wonder if this is how other people feel when I do stuff like that.
Oh God, I almost died.
Whoa.
Because we were out, we were bored, and we were 16. So we all it was like six or seven of us piled into a pickup truck and decided that we wanted to throw water balloons at cars as we drove past them. And the last water balloon we had this one night, we hit a car full of bloodthirsty Mexican gangsters, and they spun around and chased us all over town.
This is in LA, right?
It's LA County. Yeah. It's a suburb of LA. And so we were like, hey, we're all football players. Let's take them on. So one of the guys picks up a wooden stick that was in the back of the truck, says, come on. And the guy goes into his glove compartment, pulls out like a machete. And we're like, oh my God, this is real.
And wow.
They got tired of chasing us. We couldn't lose them in a pickup with, you know, five guys in the back. And they were driving a Grand Prix. And they finally got tired of chasing us, and they tried to do like a TJ Hooker move where they pull in front of us and then spin sideways and block us. Well, they spun sideways, but then spun too far and then went backwards in a drive with the automatic transmission and blew out their engine. And then we drove slowly by waving and laughing. But it was really laughter of intense relief.
Yeah, thank goodness.
So we did all kinds of stupid stuff like that.
See, but that's not a practical joke. Throwing a balloon at somebody, well, that's it's just not vandalism. Clever about that.
I never claimed it was clever.
It was a practical joke.
I didn't know you were going for the clever angle, but I thought you were talking about just doing really stupid things as a teenager.
No, Glenn means the stuff he used to do, which was like these real intricate, mean things.
Yeah, like the date I went on where I told them that I didn't have vocal cords, and so I was mute the whole time and had my friend read my mind.
You are so annoying.
I would have wanted to kick your ass in high school.
You would have been able to. What about you, Bob? Were you a practical joker at all, or were you too highbrow for that?
You know, I didn't like taking it, so then I sort of stopped dishing it.
Yeah.
There were a couple of times I remember with siblings where we'd try to one-up each other on April Fool's. So, like, I did the saran wrap on the toilet move once. Mm-hmm. And then I also did the, like, rubber banding the what was that thing called on your faucet that you can pull out and spray dishes with? But then if you, like, turn on the faucet and it just sprays you straight in your chest, if it's, like, rubber banded to be on by default.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that little – it's like a – I know what you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. So getting pee all over my siblings. I mean, it's their own pee, but when they try to use the bathroom and there's no hole there, that's about as far as I went, and they didn't like it. But we laugh about it now.
Yeah.
See, I hung out with I had a couple friends that were wrestlers, and I don't recommend being friends with wrestlers. Wrestlers are dirty, dirty, gross, just demented people, and so you couldn't do a joke because they would take it to another level. It'd be like that, you know, hey, I just threw water on you. I just burned your car. You know, it would be that.
They didn't quite get the.
That's not the same thing.
They didn't get the reciprocity.
Yeah, but I won. But I won this little game we're playing. You know, it's kind of that type of stuff. So it'd be like, you know, I mean,
All right.
The physical assaults that they would do. I mean, there was a period of time, and I was able to avoid this completely, but these wrestlers would go around, and I shit you not, they would try to fist each other with clothes on. Yeah, they'd, like, tackle people and just start ramming their fist as hard as they could in kids' rectums, man. I mean, it's just crazy, demented shit, man. So, yeah, not a big fan of the practical jokers with the demented people that went to my school.
All right.
I got that on my mission, and it scared me, actually. I don't know if any of you experienced being, like, otherwise non-jockey or whatever you want to call it, where, like, dicks weren't put in my ear at that point in my life.
Welcome to the mission, elders.
Has anyone seen my junk? Yeah. Has anyone seen my junk? Ha ha! It's hanging out of your zipper. And it's like
it's so funny because I hung out on my mission. There were so many jock types, but none of them were like that. Man, they were just kind of good. Just general, you know, they were cool, but they were fairly wholesome, and none of that.
Something tells me that Bob sort of brought it out in these guys.
Okay,
I know.
You know what? I'm in on that, Glenn. I'm all in on that.
Just took one look at me, and they're
like the very first meeting. You know, Bob's like, I think I would probably grade you as like a 7 out of 10 on the, you know, something scale, and they're like, all right. You guys, get your dicks out.
Yeah, that's how I interact with people. I was one of those guys who never got the rules. Like, somebody would do a practical joke, and then I would, like, respond in some way, and then people would be like, no, you can't do that. You did it. Like, on my mission, there was one time where in the MTC, one of the guys that were living in the room with us, like, made a big deal out of ordering pizza and sneaking it in, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And so then I went and did something similar, but in order to do it, I had to leave my companion for like 20 minutes. And then I came back and they're like, you left your companion? That's just not okay. And I'm like, it was part of the joke.
rule 72.
But pizza.
Dear God, what's the weirdest thing anyone's ever asked you to do that you did do? Also, what's your biggest regret? Hugs and kisses. Allison.
The strangest thing I have ever been asked to do is to fill out the new simple 10-question survey found on infantsonthrones.com, which all of you listeners should fill out right now. Yea, verily, I command it. To give them listener feedback, because I am a fan. And my biggest regret, I never gave them a 5-star rating on iTunes. Oh, bite me.
Yeah.
This is Shaylee's dad doing the Star Trek theme.
I can do it higher.
Yeah. Do it higher.
I need somebody else to do like the bass part.
No.
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.